Tonight's shiur, Siman Aleph, the rest of Sif Aleph, Sif Bey, Sif Gimel, and Sif Dalet. The Ramah continues at the end of Sif Aleph, V'lo yispayesh v'pnei Adam, hamaligim alav b'avodas Hashem Yisbarach. A person should never be embarrassed of people who may mock him for his serving of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gam behetzna leches ubeshachvo al mishkavo yeda lefnei mehu shochev. Also, when he goes modestly, privately, when he lays on his bed, he should know before whom he lays down. Umiyad sheyer mishnaso yakum bezrizus avodes barois baruch v'yisalem. When he wakes up, he should immediately get up quickly to serve his Maker. May he be blessed and exalted. So the shivisa shel negdi samid extends for everything, whatever you're doing, from the time you get up, the time you go to sleep, and everything in between. Mishtabur sif katan hei, bnei bnei adam. A person should not be embarrassed from people when he has a mitzvah to do. Val kol parim lo yiskotet imam. Now, it doesn't mean you should fight with them. Neshemidus ha'azus maguna ma'od. The characteristics of azus, impudence, is very deplorable. Ve'in ro'u lishtamish v'menu klal, afil b'vaz Hashem Yisbach. This is not something you should use, even to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You'll acquire the trait of being chutzpahdik, even if it's not in a place to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Looking at Be'er Locha, gives one case, he says, where you have to be an asponim. When people in the community are going to start something, which is a chilul Hashem, you have got to get up and say, no, those who are derech, apikorsis, whatever it is, they want to influence something in a community and affect the rabbim. Sometimes you have to make a stand and get up and be chutzpahdik and say, lozu aderech, lozu ir, this is not what we do. That they said, that's the exception of when you have no choice. You're forced into the corner, so to speak, that you have to speak up and use azus for kedusha. But other than that, you stay away from it. So when this halacha, not to be embarrassed, I give an example. When I teach, you have shal shul this time, you're at someone's house, you don't go to shul, whatever it is, girls, they're embarrassed to ask, I need two bilkach to make to wash for shal shudis. They don't need shal shudis. So don't be embarrassed. Yes, it's time for shal shudis. Can I please have two rolls or two matzahs, whatever it is, make shal shudis. So these are kind of things. You have a mitzvah to do. It's missing shal shudis. You can't be embarrassed to ask for two bilkach to eat shal shudis. You can't let your busha get in the way. No one's doing it. So what? They should do it too. There's not to be embarrassed about. So if konvav hamaligin alav, they may mock him. You ignore them. If he's an average person among great people, he shouldn't be embarrassed that I'm among great people. I can't learn from them. I can't do this mitzvah in front of them. That's not correct. But if you can do the mitzvah not in their presence, so that might be better. It shouldn't be a michsi ki yohara. It shouldn't look like chutzpah. But if he's among regular people who will learn from him, do the mitzvah in front of them. They'll learn from it to do like him. You have to have kavanah l'shem shemayim, not chalila to have any thoughts of pride and glory in the process. So again, maybe in my case of shal shodis, so among other people, yeah, maybe they'll taka say, oh yeah, taka, we should wash for shal shodis too, and they'll do like him. Maybe in the case of b'fnei gedolim, why aren't they doing it and he's doing it? Maybe, you know, you go to a chassidish or kehila and it comes shkia, you gotta wash. They're gonna wait another 40 minutes to go wash for shal shodis. It just happened to me. Like, you finish mincha right before shkia, and I said, quick, you go wash. You know, like, I'm the litvak. You go wash. And they went out and came back a half hour later for shal shodis to wash. So a handful of the chassidim washed then by shkia. And then the Rav comes in, and then they'll come and they wash. I mentioned this to Rav Asher Weiss. He's this mice. He says to me, by Klausenberg and by Satmar, they don't know what Shkia is. He says, I was talking to a chos, and he says to me, the only time he ever heard of Shkia in his life was in Esrig. The Shkia and Blitas in Esrig. That was a Shkia. So you try not to do befehesi in front of great people, but you got to do your mitzvah. Mach nishtois. Sivkan Zain, Gam behesna leches, wherever situation you're in, even in private, what's limited to say, Ach b'shoshu b'veso b'etzne, you're at home, no one knows what's going on in your house, Gam ken ye lechdo ma'shev l'kov, you go with Ribbono Shel Olam, k'moshe m'sayim l'hoch, like the Ramah concludes. Sivkan ches, v'zrizus, you should get up with zrizus to do avod zaborei, Zakta Mishnah, well, lav dafka. No, no, no. Don't take this literally. You jump out of bed as soon as that alarm rings, unless it blasts, you know, some alarms. You have to jump. But you shouldn't jump. Ela yishema'at. You should actually wait a little bit. For lo yamut pisam. Don't stand suddenly in the morning. Ki ze mazik l'guf. It's dangerous for the body. There's a Gemara. I know some people have fainting spells in the morning when they get up too quickly. And I've also heard that it may be hard on the heart in the morning when you wake up right away. So there's a little delay. Don't jump. You have to make sure it's safe. Toiv loimar takeif pekumo. It's a good thing as soon as you get up to say, Moda ani lefanecha, melechai vekayom, shechazar tebinish masi bechemlo, kama, rabbe emunasecha. I give hodor to Yibarei Shalom. I thank you, the melechai vekayom, that you've returned my neshama to me with compassion. Your trustworthiness is great. There's no mention of Hashem's name. You can say this without washing your hands first. And someone told me that the time it takes to say Moda Ani Richtig is enough time I can get out of bed. That's enough of a delay to get up safely. V'tevas bechemla yibesnachta. Bechemla is within a snachta, you pause. Rabbi Munasecha b'hefsek. You say Rabbi Munasecha together. V'umen akosik is based on a pasuk. Chadash l'makar. Rabbi Munasecha v'gomer. Shekadosh Baruch Hu mekayim emunaso lahachsin neshamah sam of kadim ba'boker. The Ribono Shel Olam fulfills his trustworthiness to return the neshama that's deposited with him at night. In the morning, he returns it. Vein serach l'zeratil sedayim. One doesn't have to wash his hands to say the Moda Ani. Even if his hands are not clean, there's no mention of Hashem's name or any reference to Hashem, Melechai V'Kayim, but that's not considered a kinui. You have to wash your hands. However, if you want to learn, you'd have to wash your hands first. Besides the fact you can't learn without Birchas Torah, we said before the end of Cotton Bays that if there's no water available, then you need to wipe your hands on something to clean it so you can say Birchas Torah and learn. There's an interesting Chiddush from Shlomo Zalman says that the Nusach is Moda Ani. Now, some of us have Mishnah Berurah with Nekudas. You know, the original Druk did not have Nekudas, Moda Ani, but we say Moda Ani. So Shlomo Zalman, L'chayra, that's the Nusach for a man. Shloshan Zohar. A woman should say Moda Ani Lefanacha.
And so it is printed in the Rinus Yisrael Seder.
So there is such a Shita. I tell this, and most women look at me like I'm crazy, and I'm sure the Yates, if they say it like an American, but I suspect Israelis would say Moda. I don't know if it's true or not, but it's there's nothing wrong with saying it grammatically correct. You're saying Adank to Barisham, Thank to Barisham. So if you say it in Lashon HaKodesh, a woman says Moda, a man says Modeh. I don't think there's any real chiddush to it, but people get very upset, like, yeah, you're staring the Messiah and that. I don't know. But Shlomo Zalman makes that hard.
Yisrael also had said Shlomo Zalman Shivcha for a girl.
That depends on your Nusach Shaila. Se'if Beis. Mechaber Se'if Beis. Hamashkim lehischanin lefnei boro yechavin lashos shen mishtanos hamishmoros. If a person wakes up in the middle of the night to beseech his maker, he should attempt to do it at the time when the watches change. Shein b'shlish halayla, it's the first third of the night. U'sof shnei shlishi halayla, the end of the second third. U'lesoif halayla, the end of the night. Shatfila sheyispal ba'osan hasha'os al churban v'al golos v'tsuyo. Any prayer that said at those times for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and for our exile is something the Ribono Shel Olam receives well at those times. There's no Mishnah Berurah here. The Berahetiv, his ha'aris are incorporated in the next Se'if's Mishnah Berurah. Se'if Gimel. Ra'ui l'kol yirei shemayim she'meitza v'doig al chur Beis HaMikdash. It is proper for every God-fearing person to be concerned and upset and anxious over the churban of the Beis HaMikdash. So you kind of wonder, maybe this halacha should be first. First tell me you should be meitza v'doig, and then tell me, so if you can get up in the middle of the night to daven, this is when to daven. Or you could say that you could be meitza v'doig even if you don't get up in the middle of the night to daven. But you have to keep on your mind the fact that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash and that we're in Golos. Mishnah Berurah Siv Kontes, Roy L'chol V'chum. This is something proper for every Yerusha Mayim. V'hamakubolim ha'arichu ma'oid b'goydol malas kimas chatzoyis kirabihi. Makubolim write at great length about the tremendous level that a person achieves by getting up in the middle of the night. It's tremendous. L'kfar nitbas basidurim seydahan hogal pikis v'arizal. It's already printed in Sidurim, the proper method based on the writings of Arizal. I'm not quite sure why I don't think art school has it in their siddur. You'd have to get a older siddur to have the Tikkun Chatzos at the beginning of the davening. Uzman Chatzos hu tamid be'emtza us halayla mash hamakom. The time of Chatzos is always the middle of the night, wherever you are. Vafila b'leilos ha'aruchos ha'katzoros, it makes no difference if it's a long night or a short. V'yud beis shos achat seyom, it's basically exactly 12 hours after midday. Now really, the best time to mourn the destruction of the Churban would be right before Chatzos. And then when Chatzos comes, you should study Torah. At the end of the night, you would make a request from the Baruch Shalom of things that you need. And then they would say at that time, Shomrim Laboker. So, I'm not sure if this is a reference to Shir HaMaalos Mimamakim, where we incorporate that, but I suspect that's what it is. Shir HaMaalos Mimamakim.
V'im hu kar... steer to what you just said before.
Why is this
the thirds of the night?
Well, this is going, it's a separate Chesh Mim Chatzos, right? There's the issue of thirds and there's the issue of Chatzos, and it's two, this is Mekubalim. This is Al-Pi the Mekubalim. If it's close to sunrise, then he could say the mizmorim of Tikkun Chatzos, v'yedalek hakinus, skip the kinus, v'achach yomer shalom boker, and then say shalom laboker. V'achar hatikun, shir mishnayus koidim l'chol davar. After Tikkun Chatzos, the next thing to learn would be mishnayus. V'mzoch l'chochmas emes, if he merits to learn chochmas emes, if he merits to learn Kabbalah, the time after Chatzos until the morning is a wonderful time to delve into Kabbalah. Ha'achronim kiblu me'shichvi ad kumi. The achronim have a Kabbalah that from shichvi to kumi, hainu meaning me'shvuos from the yontif of shvuos sha'om shichvi. We say shichvi is the pasuk in Rus shichvi ad aboker ad tishabov until tishabov sha'om. Then we say kumi. The pasuk kumi roni balayla. So from shichvi to kumi, meaning from shvuos when we say rus to tish when we say echol, ein tzorich l'kum balayla. This is not necessary to do tikkun chatzos in that time frame. Ve'yesh or some say mitu ba'av atu be'ir yokom, that it should go from tu ba'av until the following tu be'ir. Tesvav ir av to tesvav ir. V'hanoagin al pi kabbalah. Now if you follow the mandates of kabbalah, some they hold tzorich l'kum tamid. You always get up. Makes no difference. If there's a group that gets together to say Tikkun Chatzos as a tzibur, we won't stop them. But Adraba rather would say, this has to be spoken out, because there are those who said the dafka should be done privately. Tikkun Chatzos is a personal thing. This is not done by tzibur. Kind of like we say, like that the Suda Erev Tisha B'Av you do by yourself. So you want to miss Einan on the Churban, do it yourself. This is not something for a tzibur. So Mishpura is saying, no, if the tzibur wants to talk and do it together, it's fine. It's Rav HaHatzmach. V'toiv Yoyseh Shiyom is a tikkun beis haknesses mishumu b'ched ha-samachlo. It's better to say tikkun chatzos in the shul rather than in the room adjacent. To beis haknesses kosh tfei, there's more kedusha in the shul. V'gam shiyom ha-sori shonim, there's always an advantage of being from the first ten. V'tzorach b'yichu li'zor ma'od ma'od m'sichas chulim b'nei rom b'layla. Person should be especially careful not to indulge in any ordinary conversation when you get up at night, that holy time that's designated for Tikkun Chatzos and learning Torah and so on. If someone can't get up before morning, because he's not weak in his nature, he knows himself, he'll get up and he's going to fall asleep during davening. Mutav lishon kol tzarch, is better for him to sleep all that's necessary. The meaning is halacha by Pesach too, that if a person is supposed to learn all night, kol masaper and kol alayla, yishamaber to masaper, sipas yosayim all night, but if you know that you won't be able to daven good the next morning, the contemporary person will say, go to sleep. Go to sleep and daven like a mensch the morning of Yontif. Now, a person should make sure that he gets up an hour or a minimum of a half hour before the gabbai calls you to come to shul. So you could prepare yourself daven in shul, and you should be clean, which I think is a reference to being able to go to the bathroom and getting ready for davening. So basically he's saying, none of this 10-minute alarm before the shachra starts to roll out of bed and throw on your clothes and get to shul. Half hour before gives you enough time to get dressed like a mensch, make your hachanis for davening, and to come to like a mensch. He even starts with an hour, a minimum of a half hour. Sivka and Yud, Shei Meitzar, every Yerei Shemayim should be troubled over the Churban, Aval HaTer V'Atfila, Yeh B'Simcha. But when it comes to learning Torah and davening, you do that B'Simcha, with joy. Sivka and Yud, Av Churban Samigdash, we are concerned over the Churban Samigdash. Kassav Shal, the Shal Kosh writes, Shebechol Suda Yoimar Anos Bavel, you can fulfill this by saying Anos Bavel by your Su'udos. Uba Shabbos V'chem B'Yomash Einom B'Tachem, but Shabbos, or days that you don't see Tachanun, Yoma, you would say Shir HaMalsu Hashem, V'goymer, instead of Anos Bavel. For Iker, the main thing of all of this, Sheyed Ma'ka'am, you should know what you're saying, V'acha Kavana Salev, Hein Hadvarm. And it all goes by your Kavana and your intent, and the main thing is to have Kavana, which is the next Se'if, Se'if Dalid, Toiv Ma'at Tachanunim B'Kavana, Me'harbos below Kavana. That is, say, a few supplications with the proper Kavana, than a lot without. Mr. Bruce Sifkon Yud Beis below Kavana, Aval im Hamar Bekivin Gam Kain, but if you could say a lot with Kavana, Harbe Tov Yoser, more is better, know what they say? So if you could do more with the Kavana, of course that's better. Vim Hamamait Yeshlo Oynes, Vini Yochel Harich, if the one who is cut short, he limits it because there's something in his way, he can't do it, he can't be Marich. Or he calculates for himself. If he does say a lot of tachanun, he won't have kavana. So he says a few with kavana. The Ibanishim looks at it like someone who has plenty of time and is marach. In other words, if you do a little with kavana, because that's all you can do, either because you don't have the time to do more, or because you won't have kavana if you do more. So you focus on a little. The Yibarishman looks at it as if you said all day. That's what we learn. Echad hamarbev, echad hamamit, whether you do a lot or a little, as long as you have kavana to the Yibarishman. V'chein in your Talmud Torah, in your king. This is true by Talmud Torah as well. The bottom line is, by the Yibarishman, it depends on did you put all your energy into it? Did you put whatever koichas you had into it? If a person is a Baal Torah, it's in Lashon, if you're a Baal Torah, and you have the heart to understand and to learn, so for him, Taka, he shouldn't necessarily say all the techinus and prayers and requests that are printed in the Siddurim. Maybe for him, it's Taka better to learn instead. A person should take out time of his day to learn Sifrei Musar every day. If a little or a lot. Because Lamaisa, no matter how great you are, the greater you are, the more Yetzer Hara is after you. What is the antidote to the Yetzer Hara? So the Gemara says the antidote is Torah. The answer of the Yetzer Hara is Tochachas Mamar Chazal. Learning the Chazal, the Gemara is that give us Musar, that's the Tochacha. So from this halacha we derive that in some kehilas, when it comes Tisha B'Av, they don't say all the kinnis. They don't say all the kinnis. They say some of the kinnis. They say all the kavana. And that's what they're going to do instead of doing all the kinnis. I've been in some kehilas where they don't say slichas during Yom Narayan site. They don't say all the slichas. They say one slichas of kavana. I was talking upset. I once went to visit a city. I spoke, and it was Yom Rachamim. It was Thursday, and they said one slicha. I felt gypped. But for his kehila, they felt that was the right thing. We'll do one, we'll do it richtig, and that was it. They didn't do any more slichas. That was one slichas. So that's the kavana. The idea is that you have to know who you're dealing with, and echan hamav, echan hamav, if that's all they can do, so then that becomes, in the Baruch Hashem's eyes, the ikar is that you do b'kol koicho. You do what you can. The Baruch Hashem looks at it like you did you did everything. You don't have to do everything to be considered you did everything if you did as much as you could. And that's what it comes to the learning also, he says. You learn what you can. If you learn what you can, then the Baruch Hashem, it's kvaldik. If you'd love to learn more, but you don't have time, you go to work, whatever it is, but you put your koichis into the time you have, by the Baruch Hashem, that's kvaldik, that's echen hamar, bevech lemamit, as long as your kavana is in Hashem.